You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Flambeau River YMCA in Park Falls is set to open in just 8 days. Yesterday, we spoke to Scott Schultz, executive director of the Flambeau River Y, about what the presence of a Y means to the community and his hopes for the grand opening.
I think that the Y looks at Park Falls as an opportunity to make a major impact on the lives of a lot of people, but it's also a central place. You know, Park Falls is it's home to Park Falls residents, but you have Eisenstein, Elk, Phillips, Town of Lake, Butternut, Glidden, all in this small area. But Park Falls is that hub, and so when we looked at it, you know, it was originally named the Park Falls YMCA, and after a few months, they changed the name from Park Falls to the Flambeau River Y because that's not inclusive of what this community is. Park Falls is great, and Park Falls is the community that we're in, but we have members from all across the Flambeau River region that will be calling the Y home, and so we wanted to be inclusive of all of those people.
This full interview and an article is available online at 98qcountry.com. Saturday, April 26th at 4:30, it's the 2025 Walleyes for Tomorrow Price County Area Chapter Banquet. This will feature door prizes, raffle prizes, including multiple fishing rods and ice fishing rods, multiple firearms, a buddy heater, and more, and a delicious banquet featuring ribs, brisket, and sides and dessert. This is your opportunity to learn about and support Walleyes for Tomorrow, as this is their only fundraiser of the year. To obtain a registration form, which are due by April 20th, though if you get them in by April 12th, you're eligible for an early bird drawing for a Browning X-Bolt. You can email dran, R-A-N, at tds.net, or you can call Dan Hurt at 715-965-2382. If there is no answer, please leave a message with your email. Those forms can be dropped off at Bader Sports Center, Ross's Sporting Goods, and Elk River Custom Rods, all in Phillips. Once again, those forms are due by April 12th if you're looking for the early bird drawing for a Browning X-Bolt, or at the very latest, April 20th. There will be no tickets sold at the door. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th at 4:30 over in Phillips. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us why.
Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes every year, and 45 of them tore through our state last year. This made it the third most active season ever, with an outbreak of 18 twisters on May 21st, putting the month's total at 22. And severe weather season is about to spark, so you need to have a plan. Make it now with your family and even friends. On Thursday at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45, sirens will sound. Practice the plan. Muscle memory will save you in stressful situations when you need to act fast. And while you're at it, gather an emergency bag together too. Include things like shoes, a change of clothes, meds, water, snacks, flashlight, and even a battery bank.
It's Severe Weather Awareness Week. The state of Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drills are scheduled for April 10th at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. These tests will be rescheduled if there is ironically severe weather in the area, and these drills allow citizens to practice their tornado and severe weather sheltering plans. Schools, businesses, and homes are encouraged to practice going to their nearest tornado shelter, acting as though an actual tornado warning were in effect. Ideal tornado shelters include a basement, a ground floor interior room, or a specially constructed safe room to withstand high winds and falling debris. However, outdoor warning sirens are not intended to be heard inside homes or businesses. Authorities recommend that residents obtain NOAA weather radios or a local weather phone app for severe weather alerts. Saturday, May 10th, starting at noon at Bobbers on the Lake, there's a benefit to support Bobby in her fight with cancer. There will be 50-50 drawings, basket raffles, karaoke, and food and refreshments. If you cannot attend and would like to help, donations can be made at Double D's in Butternut or Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th, starting at noon over at Bobbers on the Lake. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why the potholes are more persistent now.
Pothole season is Mother Nature's way of testing our suspension. With the crazy ups and downs in temperatures we experience in spring, it tears up our streets. Now, potholes are made primarily from the water seeping into the pavement and weakening the soil underneath it. Then, the freeze and thaw makes it worse. Because as water freezes, it expands and breaks the pavement. Then we drive right over it, ripping it apart further. Any driver who spots a pothole can report it to their county's highway department. And if your car does get damaged from a pothole, the state or county is not liable for your damages. You're going to have to get a hold of your insurance company for that. And hitting a pothole can cause costly damage to your car's tires, wheels, suspension, and alignment. Always scan the road so you can spot a pothole. And pay attention to water melting from a snowbank, because that can make it hard to see how deep and damaging the pothole really is.
The state's worst category in the report was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks are back in fifth place after winning four in a row. Bobby Portis returns tonight after serving a 25-game suspension for using a banned painkiller. Doc Rivers says at times they had to get creative to cover while Portis was out.
Yeah, we had Kuz at the five, Pat Compton at the four. I think that's the smartest lineup in the league. We had no choice. You know, Brooke gets in foul trouble. You know, you feel like a mad scientist at times, but at times you want to just go back to being normal. That would be nice.
Baseball: Brewers opening a three-game series in Denver against the Rockies. The crew adding a pair of players in trades. Pitcher Quinn Priester is a lefty from Baltimore, just 24 years old. And outfielder Daz Cameron has arrived after a trade with Baltimore. And the team announcing a celebration of life for Bob Uecker will be held at AmFam Field pregame Sunday, August 24th. Bob Costas will be the MC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a couple lackluster weeks, the box office appears to be back gangbusters thanks to the Minecraft movie. Despite mixed reviews, the film came in first place, set a box office record, and brought in $163 million at the gate. The film shattered the record for a video game-based movie. In addition to the big take domestically, Minecraft added another $150 million overseas, bringing its total weekend haul to $313 million. Coming in second place in its second week of release was Jason Statham's A Working Man. The action film, about a man trying to rescue his boss's daughter from sex traffickers, brought in a little over $7 million, giving it a total of $27 million big ones. The Chosen: Last Supper Part 2 came in third place with just under $7 million in its first week in theaters. Rounding out the top five were Disney's Snow White with $6 million, and in fifth place was The Woman in the Yard. The horror film brought in $4.5 million. Trying to navigate a post-apocalyptic world can be very dangerous, even fictitiously. In the upcoming season of The Last of Us, Bella Ramsey's character Ellie will be better equipped to fight off said dangers. Ramsey told the gang at the Today Show yesterday morning that for season two, they trained with weapons, took jiu-jitsu, and learned how to box to make the fight scenes more realistic. Also, they praised their co-star, Pedro Pascal. The Last of Us season two drops April 13th on Max. Write this down or make a mental note, but don't forget, at this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, I saw a film called The Threesome, which is probably the best rom-com I've ever seen. The film stars Zoe Deutsch, Ruby Cruz, and Jonah Howard King. Writer Ethan Ogilby was a recent guest on Nightlight. The film is filled with surprises, the characters are thoughtful, and there is great direction and music, which make it a home run. I highly recommend it when it's released on streaming. Happy Days are here again. The cast of the 70s sitcom reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Donnie Most all played Milwaukee teens on the show that was set in the 50s. The actors sounded thrilled to be together again and said it felt like yesterday that they were all filming the show. They are much older now and definitely look like they're all in their 70s, as opposed to when they were playing high schoolers and looked like they were only in their 30s. Woody Harrelson was being considered for a role on White Lotus Season 3, but passed it up for kind of a strange but admirable reason. The former Cheers and White Men Can't Jump actor says White Lotus changed their shooting schedule, which conflicted with a family vacation, so he had to move on. Although maybe the trip to Wally World was just an excuse to get out of doing an incest scene. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. And a high tomorrow, right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.